Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1. What a blessing. You and me, when we sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And sin comes so easily, maybe not in deed, but in thought and in speech. It is rampant in the life of so many believers. No wonder the Lord told Cain the all too familiar phrase, "If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it." Genesis chapter 4 verse 7. Why does sin crouch at our door? Why does it desire to have us? Simply because Satan is jealous and wants to steal the fellowship that we have with God, and wants sin to be a stumbling block in our lives from receiving God's blessings. But as God advised Cain, you must master sin. What happened though was the other way around. Sin mastered Cain, and he murdered his brother Abel. Let us not let sin master us. The Bible advises us thus: therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Sin can entangle us like a creeper entangles a good plant, but we must cry out to God to save us from such sins that entangle us. We have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Let us abide in him so that the following may be fulfilled in our lives too. And now, dear children, continue in him so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. 1 John chapter 2 verse 28, confident and unashamed. Hope we can be found in such a state. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com. For more spiritual resources, do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.